You notice I'm letting you hear both versions quite a bit. This is back to the instrumental version, and we'll close out with the vocal version, but here's a little bit of the instrumental. All right, so here we go. This is what I want to ask you. This is a request. This is an appeal. This is a request. This is an appeal, and I'm really serious about this. You know, we're in the holiday season, and this is a time of giving. And of course, we know that a lot of times with that giving, even though people are giving physical gifts, material gifts, even with that, for some people, the heart is in it. They're really hoping that whoever they give the gift to will be pleased with the gift, and that gift will help them experience a greater degree of happiness during the season. But whether physical gifts are given or not, there's so much that we can give. And one of the things that we can give, and a lot of people do this, is support. We give support. Emotional support, moral support, support. And I really do want to ask all Americans, if you will help me with this, there's a gift that I'm asking you to give, and that is the gift of support. I know that all around the world, including all across America, people's lives have been tied up in their politics, and some to a very, very unhealthy degree. The problem we're having, though, is that there are so many who use politics for bad purposes. I shared with you last Friday, for example, how we have so many people in the Republican Party in particular. This isn't a partisan issue in that, let's not attack Republicans. What I'm getting ready to discuss happens to be something that's coming from the Republican Party. I shared with you how in North Carolina, Michigan, and Wisconsin, the majority of the electorate there decided that they wanted a Democratic governor to serve them and to lead them in the coming years. And so the Republicans, who are still in the majority in the state legislature, decided that the way they're going to combat that is by trying to weaken, lessen, minimize the power of the governor. Not because he's a governor, but because he's a Democratic governor. That is such an ugly thing, such an ugly, ugly thing. We're all members of the same nation, and they're fighting against not only these Democratic governors, but the vast majority of the citizens of the state who voted for these Democratic governors, who said, we want this man to lead our state. I asked questions about ethics and unethical. You know, is what they're doing ethical? Is it unethical? Is it moral? Is it immoral? Is it mature? Is it immature? Is it something that brings the state together? Or is it something that helps to tear the state even further apart than it's already been torn apart? I think that any of us who are honest will say this is not good for either of those states. The people are working so hard to make it so much more difficult for people of color and the black race in particular to vote by coming up with new laws that make this very, very basic American right difficult for many. I want you to please look at this from as an American, as a human, as a person created in the image of God. Admit that this is wrong. And many of you become so concerned about it that you begin to take steps to turn it around, whether you're praying, and I mean pray profusely about it, whether you begin to contact the elected officials who are behind these kinds of activities and let them know how strongly you disapprove of it. I'm asking for your support in simply bringing us to a point where what is fair, right, and just becomes the order of the day in America. Need your help. Really need your help and want your help. This is something that I'm hoping people, regardless of party affiliation, regardless of socioeconomic background, you name it, will help us with. Till next time.